With John Kreisel now on Minnesota Matters. And John, take us through what last weekend meant to you with your background and what you've been through and knowing you know, what it means. What did last weekend mean to see that famous football game?
It's tough to find words really to describe what it meant. It was amazing. It was always on my bucket list, and the fact that I got to go and help cover it for a Twin Cities radio station was just, it made it even more special because of the extra access you get, getting to interview the commandant of the Naval Academy and the superintendent of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. All of those things that lead up to it, just it gives you a little more knowledge of the game than I would have had just watching TV. And then specifically the pregame stuff, watching the players warm up, but starting with the invocation, standing in the on the sideline outside of the end zone, the invocation there, the national anthem. I've never been at a sporting event where it was quieter during the national anthem than that moment. And then the flyovers, the ominous beating of the drums before the Army team came out of the tunnel, very warlike, marching into battle. So all of the things, just kind of a big analogy for war. And you see these kids and being on the field. Now I'm 41. I feel like I just got out of the Army, but I've been out for, 14 years. Seeing these kids, how young they are, and the fact that once they graduate, they're going to have a very serious, very important, difficult, and at times dangerous job. It was the whole thing. It was just awesome. So I hope I get to go again next year.
Yeah. Did it exceed what you thought? I mean, that game is so important for so many people. And you mentioned it was a bucket list thing. Your expectations heading into the weekend, and then how much did it deliver in terms of just what the weekend was like?
Yeah, it definitely surpassed any expectations I ever could have had. And the people that that I spoke with that had been there talked it up a lot. So it's really tough. You know, we've all been through that where someone really build something up and you go and you're like, oh, okay, that was awesome. But not everyone, I think, overplayed it. This was definitely not one of those things. Awesome. And the fact that the game itself, we're all used to the NFL game, the, 40 points in some of the games and a lot of passing, running out of the shotgun, high powered offenses. This is not that. This is discipline in the trenches football, very throwback. And then this game was the first time, and this was the 123rd Army-Navy game. This was the first time it went to overtime. It actually went to double overtime. And to be there, that was the sideline we were standing right by, was the front pylon of that end zone that all of that was taking place in. I just could not believe it. And then being there when then, in walk-off fashion, Army kicks the game-winning field goal to win the game, seeing everyone rush the field and the cadets piling out of the stands, security trying to stop people for about 30 seconds and then giving up, walking through the crowd to get to the tunnel to get out of the stadium. I had to walk across the field and walking through the cadets, and you see them patting their classmates on the back, congratulating them on a good game. You see just the raw emotion. And I've been on Viking sidelines. I've been on sidelines of sporting events, and you see raw emotion. But at that level, it's kind of a business. This is totally different. Seeing all of that was just something I don't think I will ever forget as long as I live.
When you were able to do some interviews before the game, talk to some important people that are part of this game, some people that have some historic significance, certainly. Did you too then, because I'm sure some people either knew or learned about your background, and I don't ask this to maybe embarrass you in any way, but did you take on a little bit of a celebrity status as well when you talked to some people and people had a chance to show their appreciation for what you and your fellow soldiers been through in your time?
Well, I specifically made sure to wear jeans to not try and show off the prosthetic legs and have, I wanted to make it not about me by any means. With that being said, having served 10 years in the military, served in Iraq and saw combat, I wanted to definitely use my experience to be able to ask questions that maybe wouldn't be asked by someone who didn't have the same experience. And we did kind of pull the card in order to get Lieutenant General, who runs the West Point Academy. his handlers were very much pointing at the watch. They're like, yeah, he's not going to be able to make it. I'm like, all right, fine. Well, the PR person knows the deal. He knew that I had my background. And he's like, hold on a sec. You were Army, right? He wanted to make sure that I wasn't Marine or something. I said, yes. He ran. That Lieutenant General came rushing back. We had a nice conversation. So we were able to squeeze in that interview, which maybe wouldn't have otherwise been able to happen. But then I was able to ask him kind of the change in tactics now that we've switched from a counterinsurgency to a conventional type of war is what kind of would be the next one most likely. Asking those type of questions, seeing all of it, questions that I myself would like to know, and then thinking from a listener standpoint, trying to figure that stuff out too.
Amazing. Just amazing. So you're an Army guy. Army wins it in overtime. You talked about the emotion. One of the things that I thought was cool in following you on social media is you explained in a video the Army uniform was a special one this year. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so it was to commemorate the 80th anniversary of Operation Torch, which is when the Allied force, specifically the United States military, began operations against Axis forces in the European theater. They entered in parts of Africa and then started working their way up. And so it honored the 1st Armored Division and everything with that. And the fact that that happened 80 years ago, just amazing hearing the stories behind it, how military leadership from the United States met with, you know, Churchill and everybody just kind of planning like, all right, this is go time now. We're going to get this going. And that's when it all started. So just seeing that, not to mention, just amazing. Those uniforms were so sharp, did a great job paying homage. And then on the Navy side, it was a astronaut themed uniform to commemorate the fact that 54 graduates from the U.S. Naval Academy have went on to become astronauts, which is the most of any institution. So all of it just awesome. Seeing the heckling before the game, the people marching off the field, the Army cadets marching off the field in their formation. And you see, you know, how young they are and they're trying to keep their military bearing. And then there's people from the Naval Academy heckling them as they're going through the tunnel, trying to get them to break their military bearing and look up. And when someone had accidentally look up, they'd be like, oh, we got one. Where it's giving them heck, but in a lighthearted fashion. And the fact that once that game is over, once both academies sing their song, these people are on the same team, fighting under the same flag for the same mission. So all of it, every freedom-loving American should attend that event sometime. Just awesome, the festivities around it. And then the game itself was fantastic this time.
Yeah, amazing, no doubt. Well, John, tell us what you're up to now. I know you have your book is out and you're still selling that. You're doing motivational speeches and there's ways that people can get in touch with you that way. Give us info on what you're up to and how people can get in touch and get the book.
Sure. So my book and my speaking engagements can be handled through my website, johncreisel.com, and that's K-R-I-E-S-E-L. I travel around the country, upper Midwest as well, providing inspiration for people. I try and give businesses and organizations perspective on what I went through in losing my legs in Iraq, but the lessons I've learned from it, how an attitude is absolutely essential in every aspect of life for getting over adversity. So that's johncreisel.com. They could book me there. My book is available, like I said, through the website or amazon.com or your local bookstore.
Very good. So cool. I'm glad you got to experience it, and hopefully you can go back next year.
I'm looking forward to hopefully going again.
All right. Very good. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Grimmer.